Joining us for the program this week, we have Rebecca Lover. She is the Utah State University Collegiate FFA Advisor. Ms. Lover, what first drew you to a career in agricultural education?
That's a really great question because I have a little bit of a unique story. I didn't grow up in agriculture. I didn't grow up on a farm or have a high school agriculture and FFA program. So when I went to college, it was something I discovered while I was there. When I was in college, I met some students who had had agricultural education and who were involved in the FFA while I was at the University of Nebraska, and that's where I discovered it, almost by accident. But what drew me to agricultural education was the opportunity to teach students about the variety of topics in agriculture and give them the opportunity to develop their skills and leadership in the FFA. I taught high school agricultural education for 9 years before I got my PhD and began preparing high school agriculture teachers.
So how does collegiate FFA differ from high school and middle school chapters?
Not a lot of competitions, per se, for collegiate FFA members to compete in. Part of that is that's difficult because students really do love the competition part, but we focus our energy in other places in collegiate FFA and utilize it to help students develop their opportunity to provide service to the campus and to the community, and also to develop their career and leadership skills.
What are some of the projects your members are working on now?
Well, at Utah State, our biggest projects include working with the Utah FFA Association and provide a lot of service for them. So we work with Utah FFA members. We serve as speakers for the Utah Leadership Conference. Our students in collegiate FFA are judges for area and state FFA contests. They really just work with the Utah FFA members in that way. But other projects that we do is we partner with Utah Agriculture in the Classroom as a service project, and we help them put together teaching kits that are distributed throughout the United States. In addition to that, we've worked with the Utah Agribility Project to do farm cleanup days, and Agribility is a project that enhances the quality of life for farmers or ranchers with disabilities. So a couple of times we've gone out here in Cache Valley to work on farms or ranches and help clean those up. But other projects or activities that my students do in collegiate FFA really involve, they do tours and they socialize and they get to know each other and network and those kinds of things.
Ms. Lover, why do you think collegiate FFA is so important?
College students in particular really do need to be connected with their campus community. I did some research with some of our academic advisors not too long ago, and we wanted to find out what the difference was between students who were successful on campus and students who were not, meaning that those students who were not successful were not earning the grades that they needed to be, or they were on academic warning or academic probation. And what we found out was that students who are engaged in their campus community have a greater success in academics. And so I think it's really important for students to just be involved and get to know other people and network. Collegiate FFA really helps you as a young man or woman learn those skills that you need to have to be career ready and to be successful when you do graduate and go out and get a job.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Again, we've been talking with Rebecca Lover, the Utah State University Collegiate FFA Advisor, joining us for our Advisor Spotlight this week.